What is up, my love? Welcome to the Love Stands Here podcast. I'm your host, Megan Brianna from lovestandshere.com, and I'm a life coach, a certified eating psychology coach, but most of all, I'm just a girl who really loves Jesus and has spent a lot of time learning how to not only discover my worth through him, but also how to cultivate the characteristics that we're called into in order to live a healthy and purposeful life of love and service. My friend, living in the world can be really tough, and all too often we're taught beliefs and given messages by a broken society that make us feel like we're never enough and our worth is only skin deep. But I'm here to share some good news. Your worth is not in the world, but in God's beautiful word. So if you're looking for encouragement to live and love better, you're in the right place. Make sure to rate, subscribe, and share with your friends if you feel called, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Love ya. 13 months it's been. Oh man, it's been a year, y'all. I'm sitting here like, so I wasn't sure if I was going to do this again. I stopped, if you're new here, I started this podcast on the tail end of 6.5-7 years of being online, encouraging and sharing my story online. And I just kind of flowed right into ministry because my beliefs had changed and I had started becoming a pretty serious follower of Jesus. And I realized that I couldn't really continue to talk about health and wholeness and healing without including Jesus. So I just shifted from, I don't know, life coaching, spirituality into more of a ministry platform. I did that for about 10 months, 11 months. And at the end of last year, there was just a lot going on. And I had experienced a lot of things that I hadn't experienced yet on social media and just with the Christian community in general that I needed to reflect on. Not only that, but I was also trying to make sure that after 7 years, I wasn't making this online space my identity, and I was actually able to live in my physical reality because it took up a good chunk of my time. So I wanted to make sure that I actually had my feet grounded in reality and that I was able to build and foster the relationships I had in my life. And I was able to do that super easily. And I actually got to a point where I didn't want to come back and do this. And I wasn't sure if that's what God wanted me to do, but it has become very clear in the last month that it is what God wanted me to come back and do. Strangely, it's the first time that I've felt scared to talk about my journey, but I think it's just a matter of getting back into the swing of things, knowing that I can't do it without God in my life. And so I just have to be very diligent about leaning on him, especially after a few things happened last year. I just kind of want to keep to myself. I don't want to talk about my story anymore. I don't want to share my healing journey, but really, what am I doing? I mean, that's what I'm here for. Jesus calls us to share him with the people around us. And what better way than sharing my testimony, right? And the way he's worked in my life. So this is probably going to be a little messy to start because I am the type of person that can convince myself to procrastinate until something is perfect before I start it. And that will never be the case in any situation. So I have to force myself to just start messy and then know that things fall into place as I go along. And that's always been the case. So for example, as I'm recording this, my website isn't even up anymore. I was paying for it every month and wasn't using it at all. So I finally just a couple months ago canceled it. And I'm not sure if I'm going to reactivate it again or if I'm going to start a new one. I'm still trying to figure out the exact direction I want to go with this because God has changed me so much even just in the last year, and I want to make sure I'm walking in the right direction. But I also think some of that is going to be just kind of throwing a few episodes out there and seeing how they land and who they land with, and then getting feedback from people. So yeah, I have lots of things to talk about, but I think this episode I'm just going to make short just to kind of get back into it. I'm going to try for every 2 weeks. That is my ultimate goal. So if you're back and listening and you have been following this podcast, I'm so glad to have you back. I've missed you. Most of you. Sorry. Sorry, I had to slip that in there. Forgive me, God. I am a human. Last year was wild. And if you're new here, I know that wasn't the most welcoming thing to say, but let me tell you something. Even at a low level of listenership and being on social media and having even a small amount of people follow you, you can get some really interesting people in your space. That's all I'm going to say. But yes, if you're new here, welcome. I would suggest not listening to the first episode first. It kind of stresses me out sometimes because I'll look at my analytics every once in a while, and that episode is one of the top episodes, which makes sense because everybody wants to see what it's about. But I think I released that episode 2.5 years ago, maybe. And I have grown so much in the Lord since then and come to understand so much more about what it really means to be a Christian. And in that episode, I came from believing in the woo-woo stuff, like New Age spirituality. So I was like in transition. I was still trying to fit everything together and trying to make everything okay. So yeah, just keep that in mind. Like if you're a seasoned Christian, that's not the place that I operate from anymore. But it is really interesting to go back and listen and see how far God has brought me since then. But yeah, just kind of a quick background. There are several episodes where I talk about my story and I share my testimony, and I will continue to do so. But just for the sake of keeping this first episode a little bit shorter, basically, I was saved at the end of 2018, at the end of a very narcissistic, abusive relationship. I was at rock bottom in the darkest place I'd ever been in my life. And I was living in Arizona at the time. And in a very short span of time, I was living with this person. I got kicked out, and I had given up everything at that point, including like my identity. And I was really just a shell of a person. And I was physically sick from the mental and emotional abuse. And I got kicked out, and I had nowhere to go, and I had no energy to figure anything out. So I had to move back in with my mom at 32, which was 2,600 miles away back home. And I had spent 12 years of my life from my early 20s, because I struggled with a lot of like hormonal stuff, learning different ways to heal. And I've always been pretty self-aware of things that I've needed to work on, and I've always tried to be a better person. Actually, just looking back, it's crazy. I spent so long doing so many different things, and you can do so many different things. I learned about holistic health, which I'm still very much interested in. I actually work for a naturopathic doctor. I got my degree in psychology. I was a health and fitness coach. I got my certification as an eating psychology coach because I struggled with body dysmorphia and eating stuff. I got into life coaching. I've just experimented with a lot of different healing modalities, and I've always been really interested in different ways to heal and to be better. And it's just so crazy to look back and see the hamster wheel that I was on because I didn't have Jesus in my life. And you gain these tools and you develop a sense of awareness, and things often feel like they're getting better, but really, most of the time, you're really just not going anywhere. So, anyway, I had acquired so many tools over 12 years, and in this moment, in my darkest place, nothing could pull me out of it. And I didn't want to be here anymore. And one night, I cried out to a God that I didn't know I believed in, but I had nowhere else to turn. And I, in that moment, I remember feeling a wave of comfort that I've never felt in my life. And I can't explain it any other way than it was absolutely supernatural. And for the first time in months, I was able to stop crying and actually feel hope. And the story is longer than that, and I'll talk about it more, but basically my journey with God started there. You know, I was in a place where nothing else was helping, and just that moment I was like, oh my goodness, if I can feel comforted just by speaking to a supernatural being, if I can feel comforted like that, there's got to be something here. And I started learning about Jesus, and I have been on this path walking with Jesus ever since. And so now I love sharing my testimony with people, and I love talking about Jesus with people, and I'm just obsessed. Like, my life has gotten so much better. I went from an adulthood of really toxic, being in really toxic spaces, and, you know, being a partier and drinking too much and surrounding myself with the wrong kind of people. And the biggest thing for me being super codependent on men, I grew up without a dad and I had no idea how I was supposed to be treated by a man. So I was in a lot of unhealthy relationships. I went from living in toxicity and chaos to completely transformed. Like, I haven't had a relationship for 5 years. I've been healing for the last 5 years. God's put a family on my heart for sure, but that hasn't happened yet, which is fine. You know, one of the most amazing things about my relationship with Jesus is there are times where, you know, even when you have Jesus in your life, you feel loneliness and things are hard. Absolutely. But the difference with Jesus is, you know, you've got hard on the other side where you don't have Jesus and God in your life. And then you've got hard in a relationship with Jesus, but at least in this relationship, you have hope. You don't really have hope without Jesus. You're just like in this whirlwind of toxicity and unhealthy coping mechanisms, unhealthy patterns, unhealthy behaviors. And there's just like, where's your hope? You know? Anyway, what has been so incredibly amazing for me is that in those moments where I feel discouraged, hopeless, lonely, whatever it might be, I know where to turn to fill those voids. And it's to God and to His Word. And I always know that there's a supernatural comfort or strength, there's a supernatural grace and mercy that I have available to me in a relationship with God. And there haven't been many times where I've been sad or discouraged or whatever, and I've cried out to God and I haven't felt some kind of comfort or some kind of strength wash over me. And I don't have to turn to things of the world anymore that are unhealthy and that are going to lead me down a bad road. I don't have to turn to sex anymore. I don't have to turn to alcohol and partying and seeking attention. I can just turn to God. And that is so freeing. I can't even, like, all of those chains are broken. That level of freedom is something that I never thought that I was going to experience. So that's where I am. And there's so much that God has revealed to me in this last year, and so much that I want to talk about, and so much that I want to share. And as terrifying as it is, it's so crazy. You know, I went 7 years just consistently sharing my story and encouraging online, and then just taking just over a year break. It's been, I can't believe how it feels like I'm just completely starting over. But I am excited, and I think more excited now that I have done some recording and I've practiced a little bit more. I feel a little bit better, and I'm excited to get back to talking to people and to having conversations like I was doing at the end of last year. And something else that's really amazing is the church that I'm a part of, that I absolutely adore, is about 35 minutes away from me. And we're in the middle of planting a new church that is only about 15 minutes away from me. And so I'm, you know, really trying to be a big part of that. And something we've been heavily focused on over the last year, year and a half, is the gospel and understanding the gospel and sharing the gospel. We've had lots of trainings about it and teaching others to share the gospel and make disciples, because it is the Great Commission. It is what Jesus told us all to do. So we've been very focused on that. And I want to make that more of a priority here too. I know I have male listeners, which is great, but my audience, targeted audience, is women. Those of you that have struggled with unhealthy relationships and codependency and feeling like you just don't measure up, and helping you understand that your worth is not in the world, but in God's word. And there are so many amazing, beautiful promises in his word for you. And so many things that he teaches us that can set us free from all of those things that we struggle with. So I think that's it for today. I'm going to continue working on stuff for future episodes. And please remember, like I said before, I plan on having a bi-weekly schedule. And hopefully I'll be able to start that right away. I think now that I've knocked one out, I should be able to get on a pretty consistent roll. If you have a question, if there's something that you want to hear about, if it's relevant and relative to the podcast, and you know, if you have questions about faith, please reach out to me. If you are interested in being a guest, please reach out to me. I would love to have you. And I'm just really excited to see what God does with us moving forward. I appreciate and love all of you, and I'll talk to you next time.